You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
The Bible says in verse 2, separate. Separate. Look what he says there. Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work wherein I called them. This entire thing of being ordained tonight begins with being separated. To separate means to be called out. We have four men here on this platform. They've been called out. For what? Called out from so many. That doesn't make these men more important than you. But everyone either needs to be a shepherd, a pastor in the Lord's work, or you need to support somebody in the Lord's work. Amen. You support through prayer. You support through encouragement. I do not think these men need a negative note from you to stay humble. It is my job to keep them encouraged, to be a good cheerleader, to thank God for them, to tell them they're doing a great job. And I see it, maybe they might get a little bit weary in well-doing. It's my job to maybe spend some time at night awake praying for them. These are men of God. Amen. They're in our presence, men of God. Amen. And like we have so many men of God in here that are preachers of the gospel, but they've been separated. These men have been appointed to a special purpose. I hope we can serve together till the day I die. But all the men, as they were talking, I would hear things that maybe you didn't hear. And none of these deacons would ever mean to be a grief to me. But they indicated that maybe one day, if God would take you to pastor a church, or maybe this church, and then the questions would follow. I believe right now, I know I have some staff members that said, Pastor, as long as you're alive, I'm staying with you. And I've heard that before, but I have some staff that I think that's their life. I just believe they were raised up for that. But I can't believe I have men of this caliber and people that work with me. They're special. Oh, I know staff members, male or female, sometimes maybe we're a little, whatever it is, we're human. You have been blessed, church. We've been blessed with these deacons. I don't see fault with them. They're men of God, and they have difficulties in life, but to think that we have deacons, 38 deacons that love God, love this church, that love their pastor and their wives, and then to think that we have staff, and then we have members. These men have been called aside for a specific purpose, and they cannot do that without humility of heart. I don't need to go there. We were there Wednesday night. But they're called from the crowd to serve the crowd. The second thing I find, not only were they separated, they were actually called, separate me, Paul, Barnabas and Saul, for the work when I've called them. You heard all four men's call tonight. God's knocking their door. I will promise you, young lady, God's knocking at your door tonight. We resist because I think of what I have to give up. I'll never be able to fill in the blank if I go God's way. If I sell out, I'll never be able to drink. Although I'm against intoxicating drinks, and you hear it in the scripture, I really don't ever preach about that. But if that's what's holding you back, you want to drink wine or drink liquor, or you want to do things that maybe you just know in your heart are worldly, but you're fighting God, young lady. You're fighting God, young man, because you say, I don't want to give that up. Let me tell you something. You never give anything up for God that you don't always gain beyond what you thought you were giving up. That's what that song, Brother Martinez, you were singing it with us. I don't regret a mile. I've traveled for the Lord. I don't regret the time I've trusted in His word. I've seen the days go by, many days without the sun, but I don't regret a mile. You parents, you know, they've gone through hard times already, and they'll go through hard times again. And as a parent, it breaks your heart. I think of this man after 24 years living in an apartment in the men's dorm. That's not right. And this man living in an apartment in the men's dorm, it's not right. Somebody by now should abolish an apartment complex, or somebody in America, a condominium complex or something. It's cost prohibitive to build a building here. We have men of God, women of God. Brother Oxendine there, he and his wife have lived in a little rental house when they went in it 30 years ago. Needed to be remodeled. It's clean. It's organized. It's nice. But it's about 50 years too old. Never a complaint. Never a gripe. I tell you what, when you're called to do something, you'll do anything to obey the call. I didn't call these men. The college did not call these men. Their mothers and dads did not call these men. Their family did not call these men. Government did not call these men. But God called these men for a task. What an honor that we can be part of that. I see they're, separated. I see they're called. Look what they were doing. They fasted. They fasted. Verse 2 speaks about fasting. Verse 3, you know what fasting is? It's self-denial. You are looking at four men here that have denied themselves. They're not rich. They don't have retirements. They don't have investments. They don't have hobbies. I'm not against what other preachers can do. God bless them. It's amazing how many preacher friends have cabins or ranches or farms or hunting, everything about hunting. And I'm all for that. God bless them. Memberships to golf courses. It's wonderful. They can do that. Can't do that here. I don't think they have any desire for that. Because Paul said, this one thing I do. They fasted. They denied themselves. And denial is shown up where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Last Wednesday night, we don't really go to folks' houses very much. Nobody wants us to come to their house. I don't know about that. We went to the Sloan's house. Brother David Sloan grew up, his dad was a medical doctor. He took his skills and went to the mission field 50 some years ago. He's home with the Lord now. Every one of Brother Sloan's family are serving God full time. It's an amazing thing. Large family. He had been years there as a missionary in Mexico, and then they went to Ukraine and he learned the language and a great ministry, and then he got kicked out of Ukraine, and you know the whole story of what happened with over in Ukraine with Putin and whatnot. And he'd go 6 months to Ukraine and 6 months to Israel, had to go back and forth, back and forth. That's how their family lived. And then about 10, 11 years ago, God brought him here. He's preaching at the other property, the Spanish ministry tonight. Their rent went up $500 a month. They couldn't afford it. He never told the Spanish ministry. He didn't tell me. I found that out through, I think, my wife, through his wife or something. So they moved from a nice place, renting. They moved to an apartment complex. We went there. It broke my heart. After 25 years in the ministry, you go into a parking garage, and I know all that, and maybe you live that way. We got in an elevator, went to the third floor. and went to their door. And it's beautiful, it's nice, it's clean. A lot of amenities, right over here by Target. I left that night, I couldn't sleep, I was so broken. That's on my watch, he's doing that. After 25 years living in an apartment. You see, to serve here, Brother Everson, wherever you're out, not in your usual spot, he was a pastor 19 years. He had a beautiful home. I'd preach in his church. I was at the home, beautiful home. But to come here to help us, 5 years ago, he had to sell it, and he lives in a rental. You can't ever buy a house here. And I'm singing the same song that you have to sing. One of the greatest prayer needs on my list right now, before God takes me to his presence, if I outlive the rapture, if I die before the rapture, I'm just praying God would raise up somebody to give us apartment complexes or something we could remodel as men in the church and make it somewhat nice places, a secure place, beautiful places where these people can live. I think of so many of our college, our ladies that are on staff, the single adult ladies living in the ladies' dorm in a single room, or the men living in a single room. They're doing that for us. They want to serve us. I'm just saying, when you fast, you say, I'm going to deny myself. And then look in verse 2 again, and separate me, Paul and Barnabas and Saul, for the work. The ministry is not play. Every one of these men and every one of these ladies on our staff and men and ladies, they are not coming in, pardon me, late to work. And then the next thing you go an hour to coffee and then they go to a 2-hour lunch. They just run in, work, run, on the run all the time. Why? They work. I'd love you to watch their work. I watch K-5, K-4. I watch the kindergarten teacher back here. I just saw her when I was speaking. First grade, second grade, third grade. You know, you never get breaks teaching school. And lunch you eat with your kids and you watch your kids and pretend. And you know, that's the way it is as a teacher. You know that. And I don't like to say this because I don't believe in it. I didn't want our staff doing it, but most have to pick up a part-time job to do something. I'm sort of bearing my heart to you tonight. They do that for us. And the Bible says that there's a work. There's a work. It's not party boys. I would never want to be rude to preachers. I think if I really knew how to work that internet thing, I'd be so discouraged because I hear enough through, look at this picture, and said positive, not tattling on something. I think, how do you have time to do all this stuff? They're over here, they're over there. And look, take a vacation, be gone a Sunday, maybe two. I understand all that. But it just seems like everything, what's the party today? Paul said, all is abounding in the work of the Lord. The work of God is the best. But it's not the play, it's the work of God. Tonight, these men possess these qualities. And because they possess these qualities and they've been examined by the deacons and we have watched their lives as they gather, just the men on these steps, you four men, I present a motion from the Board of Deacons tonight, from Brother Van Dyke and the deacons, men, if you'll come. It's a unanimous decision for us. As a motion to the church family, we call this business meeting to order. There's a motion on the floor that we ordain and separate these men to the gospel ministry. Is there a second tonight? Way in the back, Brother Manna, God bless you, by the post, the usher. There's a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.